Hello, I'm Jack McLaren. I'm the MPP for Carlton Mississippi Mills, and it's January the 28th, so I'm here in Kanata at our office, and I'd like to just do a little report for you or an update on my activities or my participation in the Select Committee for Developmentally Disabled People. It's a very interesting subject. It's a major problem in the province of Ontario, an area where the government of Ontario and basically our society is doing a very poor job of helping families that have developmentally disabled children, or children become adults. So there's families that have children that are still at home who have become 20, 30, 40 years of age. So just let me kind of start at the beginning a little bit. In the last 2 years, I've been elected for a little over 2 years, several parents have come into my office who are parents of children with autism, and they've told me the stories of what it's like for them at home trying to provide the care and service and education for their children, and how little help they get from government in the form of programs, funding, education, or treatment, and how devastating it is because effectively these people are on their own, and there's a precious little help for them. It's always too little, too late, and of the wrong type of help. So I became aware that this is a huge problem in society, and we're not handling this problem very well. And I became aware that we need to do better. We need to help these people. A select committee was struck and created in October, early October of this year, 2013. It was the idea of our health critic in the PC party, Christine Elliott, MPP from Whitby. And she has been a strong advocate of doing better for people with mental illness, developmental disabilities. And so she made a motion to have this committee created, and it was created in October. I am a member of this committee. It is 9 MPPs, 4 Liberals, 3 Conservatives, 2 NDP. And the purpose of it is to listen to people from all sectors of society about the problem of developmentally disabled people. These are intellectually disabled. And what troubles families are having, what trouble government agencies are having, or what programs they offer, what private community groups do or are unable to do. And in other words, what is the problem and what is the solution is where we'd like to go. So we find that we had hearings throughout in Toronto at Queen's Park, November and December. In January, the committee went on a traveling tour around Ontario for a week, to London for a day, Thunder Bay for 2 days, Moose and E for a day, and then the city of Ottawa, and back to Toronto for 2 more days. And last week, the hearings ended. So we now have all this information from government ministries and agencies, private sector caregivers, private sector groups that are looked after by parents, or that provide housing for people, and the various day programs and services that are required. We have a pile of information, a pile of sad stories from parents about how terrible it is at home because there's so little help for them, and some great ideas